Hello?
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Totally Fit, and I'm your host for today. This is Lee Haney. Hope all is well with each and every one of you out there. Thanks for joining me on today. It's a little cool here in Atlanta, Georgia, but it's still a beautiful day, and I'm glad to be alive, healthy and well, and I know that you guys are too. Got a great show lineup for you today. Hopefully you guys are letting your friends know to tune in to Totally Fit. Got some great information that we're making available to you, the listeners, and let them know about the show so we can get more and more people asking, calling in, and getting great information that can help impact their lives, impact their health. That's what this show is all about. Now, today we're going to be talking about finding your why as it relates to exercises. Why should I exercise? Why should I do this? And a lot of people sort of struggle with that. And, of course, I myself had to find my why. And I have several whys going all the way back to, 7 years old. When I first started with my why, I wanted to be Samson and Hercules. That was my why for wanting to start training. And of course, as I got a little bit older, moving into my teenage years, my why was I wanted to be strong. I had these skinny, wiry arms, and I was also embarrassed to wear a short-sleeved shirt when I was a kid. So that was another one of my whys. And then when I was 17 years old, I got on my knees one night before going to bed. I fell in love with bodybuilding, and I prayed. I said, Lord, if you see fit to make me the best of the sport that I love so much, I'll go before the world and give you the praise and the glory. I was dead in love with bodybuilding. So apparently, he saw something. Next thing you know, I went to Teenage America. Then I went to Junior Mr. America. I went to NPC Nationals. Then I go on to win the IFBB World Championship. Then Mr. Olympia, 8 consecutive time, a place in the Guinness World Book, and that record still stands today as the only undefeated 8-time Mr. Olympia. Of course, I shared that record with my dear friend and my brother, Ronnie Coleman. And by the way, for you who are familiar with bodybuilding and in the bodybuilding world, please say a prayer for Ronnie. He's recovering now. He had to have several surgeries on his back because in this sport, a sport of any kind, it takes a toll on the body. I don't care whether it's bodybuilding or golf or powerlifting or basketball, whatever. Sports on any top level, specifically professional level, will have its toll on the body. So anyway, make sure you guys listening, prayer warriors, keep running your prayers. I'm constantly praying for my brother. He's doing very well. He's up and about. His wife is there taking care of him, and he got a lot of great friends there with him too. So, again, we're talking about finding your why to exercise, finding out your why. Because I found that in finding your why, that will give you a reason to keep pushing forward and to take care of yourself. That's what it's all about, finding that why. When there's not a why, it's easy to find excuses not to exercise. It's easy not to do it. Of course, the body appreciates laying around, watching TV and sitting and doing nothing, because that's easy. That feels good. What doesn't feel good is exercise. It does take effort, I'm no doubt about it. It takes effort. It takes commitment. It takes determination. So it's something that you have to really push yourself to do. So in doing so, you have to come up with your why. And for some people, is it to look good? Is it to feel better? Is it to live longer? Is it to be here for your kids and your family? It can be any of those things, but you have to find your why. As I said earlier concerning myself and why I started. Well, mine started out as, hey, I just love this. I wanted to be Hercules, wanted to be Samson. Then I wanted to get into the world of bodybuilding, as fun, as a hobby. But then from that point, I said, well, wait a minute now. Let's see if we can take this to the next level. Having won the Mr. Universe title and then the Mr. Olympia, okay, it was no longer why for fun. It was why because that's the way I made my living. I had to take care of the wife, take care of the kids, and it became my business. So my why, I have a lot of reasons for me to continue doing this. Yes, I love it. Yes, it's my passion, but it's also the way I make my living. So my why is could be different than yours. Hopefully yours is all about health. That's where mine is today, okay? I've made a great living from bodybuilding. I still do it. I still exercise, but now it's all about staying healthy, living longer. I want to be here for my grandkids to enjoy my time with them. I also want to be here to take care of my wife. You know, I don't want to leave her having to deal with life without me. You know, she would be miserable without me, I know. And I'm such a wonderful guy, handsome, all of that good stuff. Well, I'm kidding. Well, really not kidding. I heard a little old lady say one time, mighty poor dog, we didn't want wag his own tail. So I'm wagging my own tail a little. So anyway, listen, it's all about finding your why. Let's look at a few things here. You know, and number one, I feel, particularly as a male, or even a female, particularly coming from the guy perspective, we got to be here to take care of our families. You know, and in order to do that, we have to have our health. Because you can't go to work when you're torn up, you don't feel good, and you're not productive. You know, bad health can lead you to become poor very fast. So bad health and poverty is connected with one another. So that's one of the why, the biggest why I feel as a man, that we have to take care of ourselves. So let's look at some of the negatives and the positives to exercise and the why. And now bad health, feeling bad, you know, living on medication, that's one of the keys there. That's one of the things that you want to avoid, like the plague. And the lack of exercise opens you up for all type of things, disease like heart disease, high blood pressure, diabetes, stroke. And I know people are struggling with congestive heart failure. I know people who pull out of it once they got into a good exercise program. I know people suffering with it because they've given up on life. They haven't found a why to live. Or a lot of times people find a why, but they just don't have the willpower to get up and do something about it. But you have to look beyond yourself in that case. You got to think about the people around you, the people that love you, the people that depend on you. That's extremely important. The last thing you want to do is leave the responsibility of your family up to them to face the world without you. So that's a very important why right there in itself. And the things that can lead to these negatives is eating crazy. If you eat bad, you don't exercise, you smoke, you sit, you drink, all of those things will eat away at your health, and eventually they will kill you. You know, I was in a discussion with me and my precious wife this morning about a lot of people that we knew growing up that didn't live past 60 years old because of these things I just mentioned. Smoking, drinking, not being active, just doing nothing for their health and just taking life for granted, taking their health for granted. All was due to these negatives. So it's sad, but we see it all the time. But as long as you have your being about you right now and you can do something about it, then let's get about it. That's the only way you're going to be here. The only way you're going to take care of yourself. So be responsible for the one temple that God has given you. Be a good steward of it. Now let's talk about the pros. Let's talk about the positives. Taking care of yourself and the positives of exercise. And again, we're talking about exercise here. So we'll get more into some of the things that can that'll help get you going and get you moving. That's if you want to enjoy a life of good health and a life of prosperity. You have to be committed to your health. You have to find that why. And that's totally up to you. I'm giving you all the information that I know of that can help you move you in that direction. But You can lead a horse with water, but you can't make him drink. You have to be able to turn up your own knob and get yourself rolling. So it's up to you. So let's talk about some of the pluses. And believe you me, there's plenty of pluses, pros, about exercising and about finding that why. Number one, you feel better. I mean, I feel great. At the age of 56 now, I mean, me and my wife, we get out, we play basketball, we walk, we jog, we play, hang out in the park. We can play with our nieces and our nephews. We're looking forward to playing with our grandkids. And we're having the time of our life because we've found the why. You know, we like feeling good. I like what feeling good do for us. You know, we look good, great, too. I like to think we look good. You know, I'm at the age of 55, and my beautiful wife is in her 50s, and she's beautiful. She feels good. She's bouncy. She's perky. Rarely, very rare, have either one of us been sick. You know, every now and then we'll get, you know, a little drip drop, a little congestion in the nose and that kind of thing, a little sinus. But, you know, and that's because of the weather going up and down. It's not because we're eating bad or doing things to cause ourselves to be sick. You know, so we feel our energy level is good. You know, it increases energy level. Then exercise helps to burn fat. You know, it helps to keep the weight down, the weight under control. Then the more weight you lose, the less stress is being placed on your joint. So we don't deal with knee, hip, back problems and things such as that. Now, of course, you have to take care of your maintenance, regular maintenance to your structural health. We do see a chiropractor. So I've been on the chiropractic care for years. That's to make sure that my hips and my back, my neck and everything is in the line. And that's very important. That's structural health. And when it comes to a great chiropractor, the International Chiropractic Association is one that I've worked with throughout the years, and they have a number of great chiropractors that you can call upon, or you can get a hold of them. Call us. Just go to LeeHaney.com and check out our contact information, which is LeeInfo@LeeHaney.com or support@LeeHaney.com. And you can reach out to us and we'll get some information to you and find out who's within your area that we would can help make recommendation or at least make the information available to you. But there's some great chiropractors out there. Now, one thing that I don't like is the snapping of the neck. I don't like that. My neck didn't crack and snap when it got out of place. I don't want to be snapped and cracked and snapped and cracked, being put back in place. So that sort of deal, I don't like. And I wouldn't advise for any of you either. When your neck is being wrenched, that's against the laws of nature. Makes no sense. It wasn't wrenched out of place. It don't need to be wrenched to put back in place. So you make it plain to whomever your care provider is that's one cookie that you're not going to eat. Okay? So anyway, the other thing that we talk about here that exercise does, it helps for circulation. Very, very good. It helps with blood flow. Now, when it comes to your sex life, if you don't circulate, you will not percolate. Let me repeat that again. If there is no circulation, there is no percolation, period. I found that particularly being a male, when you're physically active and blood flow is occurring, that is a definite positive as far as your ability to get an erection. That's very important. Very important to Ms. Haney, too, for me. So I make sure I stay on top of my exercise for all the different reasons that I mentioned. So be mindful of that, and it gives double quality to life, and that's what it's all about. No, we're not going to live forever, but you do want your quality of life to be better. So exercise is key to that, and finding your why to exercise. I just named a lot of them. I like feeling good. I like looking good. I like being functional. I like being able to physically go to work and provide for my family. All of these things I like, and all of them are my why. And I do like vanity. There's the vanity part of it, too. There's nothing like looking good. having a nice trim waist, having a nice chest that stands up and don't fall to my knees, you know, when I'm walking. You know, Miss Haney loves the way I look. I love the way she looks. We take care of ourselves. And that's a big why and a big reason to stay on top of my health in general, or our health in general. Now, let's get to what type of exercise. Now, a lot of you say, okay, yeah, we talked about the pros and the cons and the importance of exercise and the benefits of exercise. Now, what type of exercise is recommended? Now, there's a lot of different things that you can do when it comes to exercise. You can speed walk. You can ride the exercise bike. You can do the treadmill. You can do the elliptical. You can get involved in different type of, like, step dancing. That dancing is a very good way to exercise and have fun. Matter of fact, me and Ms. Haynes, I think I mentioned one other time, we're going to be joining and learning to do more of the step line dancing, which is very popular now. And it's a lot of fun. You get to meet other people. You get to socialize. And that in itself is healthy for you. But exercise is key and finding the why. Now, my biggest recommendation as far as exercise is weight training. Now, what type of weight training? I'm not talking about going in the gym and killing yourself. I'm not talking that. I'm not talking trying to pick up a building. One thing I know as an athlete, we have to be careful that our mindset is not still that of when we were 25 years old or 20 years old. Body don't work that way. I jokingly said the other night when I was in the gym training with some of the guys, and the guys that I was hanging out with, all of us over 50. And I said, I used the term, I said, drive 55 and stay alive. Well, they said, well, what does that mean? Does that mean drive 55? If you speed and go past the limit, you're going to eventually have a wreck and have a bad accident or tear yourself up. That's what it means in just plain language. Don't overtrain and rip yourself apart in the gym. So you find your place and find the exercises that will help you manage your age, that will still give you function, but at the same time that will not cause injury to your body. Now, the best exercise program that I recommend and that I've been upon and used myself is functional training. Now, functional training and functional exercise includes strength training, and that is helping to build good quality muscle. It's giving the muscle a nice workout by doing exercises, good basic fundamental exercises, curls, military presses, bent over rows for the back, squats with dumbbells, and we're using mostly dumbbells when it talks about functional training. Then, of course, you have your tricep kickbacks. You have your regular push-ups, and if you can't do a regular push-up, then you go to your knees and do your push-ups. If you can't do that, then go to the wall and push away from the wall. So there's different ways you can train the chest and different ways you can go about doing these different exercises. But strength training is extremely important. It helps to build good, strong muscle, and muscle helps to burn fat more efficiently, and it keeps the skeletal system intact. Then a functional training program also includes core training. That's the balance between the abs and the lower back area and the stabilization muscles, which is everything when it comes to optimum health. And that in itself will save you from back injuries. It teaches you how to bend over properly and to engage the right muscles when you bend over and get ready to stand back up. So if you learn to do that properly, it can save you, it can help prevent a lot of injury. So that core training is extremely important, because I watch when most people push or pull or stretch or bend, they don't engage their core. That means your abs are not at attention. It's not connecting with the abs and the lower back and the stabilization muscles. They have to be engaged whether you're pushing, stretching, bending, standing up, reaching, whatever, your core muscles have to be engaged. If not, the stress is going to your lower back or to your ligaments and tendons in those areas, which means you're going to get injured. So that core, having a strong core, is extremely important. Then, of course, you have the stretching. Stretching is very important. As we tend to get older, we don't stretch, or we think stretching is bending over and touching your toes. Well, that could be it. A lot of times you bend over to touch your toes, you may not stand back up, particularly if you haven't warmed the body up properly before doing that. One of the things I recommend before going into a stretch is starting with maybe a standing leg raise. Standing leg raise is a movement almost like you're stepping in place, but as you bring your legs up, right to left leg, you bring you're flexing the abs as you bring the legs up, which is sort of a natural type of walking movement. But each time you come up, you're bringing the right leg across the body, back down, you step, and again, you're standing, then you bring the left leg up across the body, and you're stepping, and as you bring the leg up, you squeeze and flex the abs. So you're sort of walking in place, similar to walking in place, but you're flexing the abs at the same time. This allows you to warm the hips, the lower back up, warm the knees up, warm the joints up, and then you're stretching afterwards, like slightly lunging to the left, slightly lunging to the right for a count of 1,000, 2,000, up to 6,000 on each side. Now, you're wondering, how can I remember all of this stuff? Well, guess what? I have what is called a Crane with Lee Total Body Exercise DVD. All you have to do is go to leehaney.com. That's LeeHaney.com. And those of you who listen to the show, you're already on the site. All you have to do is go there, click, and order this workout DVD. You are able to work the entire body, and it's very instructional. So it gives you the strength movements, walk you through it. It gives you the core movement, give you the stretching movement. It also gives you the cardio movement. So that's why this functional training is so important. It hits everything, strength, core, cardio, stretching. And it can be done right there in the comfort of your home. You don't have to go out and join a gym in order to get yourself up and going and in great shape. The other thing, too, this is the same workout DVD, Total Body Workout DVD, that we make available when we're doing our Transformation Now Challenge, which we're now moving to the fifth week, well, almost the 6 weeks now, of the Transformation Now Weight Loss Challenge. And we've had some fantastic results. So this Total Body Workout DVD, you can order right now and get it. And along with that, we're going to make sure we send you an eating program. But as long as you're listening to Totally Fit here on our community, you're getting all the information you need. All you have to apply to your exercise and your fitness program, your nutritional program, and you're going to change the way you feel, change the way you look. We're holding your hand. We're walking with you. All you have to do is commit to allowing us to help you. I have an awesome team that's part of this entire program that we do. So please do your very best and do your part in being connected with us and following the information that we have available. Now, notice also when you go to the community, there's a library of different exercises. And again, you can do them right there in the comfort of your home. Exercise for all the different body parts. But if you want to follow the DVD, order it, we'll get it shipped out to you right away. Now, a lot of you are saying, well, man, I want to exercise, but I really don't feel like it. After work, I'm tired. I feel sluggish. And I just don't have the energy. Listen, been there, done that. I know how you feel. Now, I'm going to let you in on something that I've mentioned before. If you feel sluggish, bloated, lack energy, then when was the last time you detoxed your body? When was the last time you gave your carburetor, You change your oil, change the filter, gotten your jets clean in order to get better gas mileage and for your engine to function better. If you've never detoxed your body, then you're driving your car and you're not getting the best gas mileage. You know, notice I related to an automobile because generally every 3,500 to 4,000 miles, we take our cars in to get it serviced. Well, you got to do your body the same way. That is what a detox does. It services the entire system, the kidney, the liver, the bloodstream, the urinary tract, and the colon. Once you follow a detox, that'll get rid of waste, bloat, and a lot of the impurities in your system. Once that's done, and again, following a good nutritional program, quality high-fiber food, vegetables, fruit, water, whole grains, and so forth, your systems will come back online and you will feel so much better. And once you feel better, you'll feel like exercise because you can't whoop a tired horse. You know, and we use that term, I'm from the country. You can't whoop a tired horse. A mule will lay down in the field after you've gotten so tired. I don't care what you do to him. He's not going to move. So using that analogy, you got to get the system nice and clean before you can ask your body to give you energy. And drinking coffee is false energy. You know, when it comes to, okay, I'm sluggish, so let me drink some coffee. I'm sluggish, let me take this or let me take that to give me some pick-me-up. Well, it's okay to give you some pick-me-up if your system is already clean because I have a cup of coffee every now and then. Fine. I don't do it because I feel sluggish. I do it for a little extra energy in the middle of the day from time to time. That's fine. But my system is nice and clean. My carburetor is running properly. I'm getting the maximum gas mileage out of my body because I'm giving it the right food, the good quality water, and I detox my system. So let's start with the detox first. Get energy flowing so that you'll feel like exercise and feel like training. And once you get that done, your body will maximize the exercise on the exercise that is being given. That'll kick that metabolism up. The body recover quicker. You'll have a lot more energy. You'll be more productive in every area of your physical well-being. That's what this show is all about. We want to make sure we give you the very best of information. Finding your why to exercise is what it's all about. Find your why, and once you realize it, jump in with both feet, no excuses, let's get it done. Your family needs you. You need to be healthy, particularly those of us who are in our earlier years. This is the most productive time of your life. You don't have time to be sick. Because sickness is close, is brother to poverty. We don't need that. So for your total body workout DVD, go to leehaney.com, order it, get rocking and rolling on it. Then I also advise you to order the 7-day systemic cleansing and detox. That'll get you going. Thank you so much. Glad you guys tuned in. And send your questions in. I'll be more than happy to answer any question you have. And let your friends know about Totally Fit Radio. We want to work to make the world a healthier place. God bless you guys. Have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you again. Lee Haney.